It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing guest, and his new book is available now, Joe Sixpack. And it's the book is a very, very poignant title called Socialism Sucks. And it doesn't just suck the life and the exceptionalism out of America, but it literally sucks the life out of, in the 20th century, 100 million people plus died due to socialism. Socialism is not only godless, it's dangerous for an economy, it's dangerous for the future of the human race. And central control planning by maniacs like Warren and Bernie Sanders Claus is deadly. So let's go through some of the specific points here. What I'm seeing in the panoply of some of the people who have quit recently, Mr. Beto O'Rourke has quit, Kristen Gillibrand, who's a very nasty lady. I mean, this woman is obscene. But then we look at the obscenity of Elizabeth Warren snapping her little teeth as she says things and builds bigger and bigger crowds, and Bernie Sanders Claus looks like Mr. Potato with a white fuzzy head and his angry eyes on like Mrs. Potato Head. These people are clinically insane, control freak, nuts, and they want to destroy not only the human race but the idea of exceptionalism which made America special. And we invented already the patents of the 21st century. We have an innovative economy. And they want to destroy all that. They think that they've got a better plan. Central planning is what killed a lot of people in Russia and China and other socialist countries. Look at Venezuela, sitting on the largest oil supply in the world, probably 8 to 10 times more oil than Saudi Arabia, and their economy is shattered after they took and nationalized the oil industry. What a mess. And they want to Venezuelaize America. I'd like to go through your analysis, Joe Sixpack. Tell us what's going on. How's your brother get to your website to get your book, by the way?
Hey, Dr. Bill, thanks for having me back. Good to be here. Book is available on Amazon. That's probably easiest. I think we got it at just under $10. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/realjoesixpack. And, you know, your viewers can join us there. We do a lot of memes, a lot of original videos, stuff like that.
Right.
Just basically taking shots at libtards and having fun with it. That they're not capable of doing. I'd like to point out something that you alluded to,
right?
Because it's part of my mantra here about the how socialism basically, the term I use is stultifies.
Right.
My mantra is capitalism creates and socialism stultifies. Therefore, capitalism is cool and socialism sucks.
Right. It does. And the thing that's really dangerous about it is people have to just look north to Canada. We have people with similar genetics. They're living in a socialist regime. Their economy is shot. Their dollar is down to less than 70 cents of the American dollar. States like Alberta that has tons of oil is now, because of the socialists and the New Democratic Party, is completely in shatters. They're moving back from even liking the liberals of Justin Trudeau, who's a moron but good-looking, like his mother, and a social maniac. And the problem is these social maniacs have now declared that saying specific scriptures in the Bible or criticizing Muhammad is anathema. You can go to jail over it. They have a healthcare system that basically, if you're sick or have serious health problems, they don't allow innovative medicine. If I did what I did right now in Canada with telemedicine, I'd be in jail, or worse. These people are nuts. They don't want innovative care to actually fix things. They don't want innovative ideas to create new technologies to move us into the 21st century. They don't want to control our borders. They just would simply want to have total central control. They are greedy control freaks, aren't they?
That's exactly what they are, and that's what people don't understand, these young people. They all think this is all altruistic, and it's actually quite the opposite. I mean, under these societies, as we've discussed before, there is no independent thinking. That's where socialism leads to. It's total control of all aspects. And
right.
You see it, you know, in all of their programs. I go through it in my book. That's how we structured it the way we did, where each chapter identifies another aspect, whether it's multiculturalism, which is a freaking joke. That's just about identity politics,
right.
Nonviolence, green technology. It's all about the control and the money,
right?
And keeping the people dependent. I mean, that's what the Civil Rights Act was. It was about keeping a dependent class in the black community.
Well, it destroyed the black families, which are in many ways more conservative 70 years ago. And it's the Democratic districts that were
right.
The same people that had the white hoods on of the KKK. They are now brought in social programs to make sure the man is not in the house, so the little boys have to join gangs or they die because gang leaders are going to induct them or kill them if they go to school or don't join them. People don't understand
right.
this. A lot of the black crime is simply caused by the social programs of the left, isn't it?
Absolutely. LBJ used to call the Civil Rights Act the N Act. And he said, I'll have those N's voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And I look back 70, 80 years later and think, was he wrong? And I said, you know, they're doing this by design. This whole thing with the immigration and not locking down the border, that's what they're trying to do. They want to get a dependent class up here. They want these people to come up here, get on welfare, and then vote. I saw it over in Europe. They did the same thing with the Muslims. The only difference is that most of the Mexicans share our Judeo-Christian ethic, and the Muslims that the Europeans let in do not. And they do not assimilate, and the socialists, you know, by design, create this dependent class. That's what's going on here.
And, of course, they want to create a dependent class here. The Muslims worldwide, you have to understand when you look at Ilhan Omar and Salib, these people are insane. They believe in Islam, even though they supposedly have freedom to speak as congresswomen in a republic. And, in fact, in a Muslim country, they'd never be able to say what they do. Here in America, they want to convert us to Islam, and they want to even push their clothing. These people are psychotic. I mean, they have cognitive dissonance. They believe in things that are directly in conflict with each other.
I don't know that I agree with that, Bill. I really believe it's much more nefarious than that.
I'm sure it is. I'm being sarcastic here. These people are evils. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, they're evil. And so where is this going? Because where I'm concerned about is I think Trump's going to get reelected, but he's surrounded by people that are not stopping to push 5G network genetically modified food or recycled toxic water. Those can be fixed. Trump needs to become our president. He needs to consult with people like you and I. I have solutions to every problem, whether it's the border, healthcare, or our economy and so on, things that can tweak what he's doing so they'll work. We need to get a strong Congress that takes back the Congress from Nancy Pelosi, this maniac Nancy Pelosi. She's been since 7 years of age working the Democratic Party, controlling and manipulating people. She's a master at it, even using, what we call hard tactics against even her own people. What I see happening is they have this now, this quad, this band of four, that are insane inside the party, and they pulled it so far left now. All the candidates, including Joe Biden, today in 2019, is nowhere even remotely like the Joe Biden of the 1990s. These are not even the same individual, are they?
No, absolutely not. I think we discussed this last time, touched on it anyway. The whole political spectrum has shifted left. The Republicans today are what the Democrats were in the 1960s, and the Democrats today are now the socialist Democrats of America. And that's the thing. I think you're exactly right that Trump is, there's no question in my mind, he would eviscerate any of them who was on the stage with him.
Right.
He's got 2020 locked down.
Right.
My fear, and the reason I wrote the book, was, again, to try to get the young people, because guys our age, we're not going to change our minds. We're set in our ways. But to try to get the young people to think for themselves, because these people have them so locked down, between the indoctrination, which I don't call them schools anymore. I call them government socialist indoctrination camps. That's schools and universities. And they're just being, bludgeoned with this stuff. And, of course, it's appealing. Yeah, free stuff, free this, free that. Oh. And when you're that age, I admit, when I was 18, 20 years old, some of that stuff would have appealed to me, too, and it did.
Yeah, but you don't want free, you just want it affordable. In other words, you want an affordable healthcare system, an affordable education, but you can't make it free.
That's right.
And we also need to start directing people by the time they're in middle school so they go toward a trade. It's putting people in university to take a stupid course that can't get you into a specific job, but we need to start apprenticeships when people finish, say, grade 9. So they're heading toward an apprenticeship-type situation, and they're pre-apprenticing as they're going toward a trade or some job, let's say, in high-tech. Right now, for example, my son, who's engineering at the University of Arizona remotely and actually going to transfer here, he's just finishing up a course next month on computing. He'll be trained up to the level doing the course remotely where he can do all kinds of stuff for major computer companies. Well, this is what we need in direction. We have Dirty Jobs guy, Mike Rowe, talking about that there are 6 million jobs that pay $70,000 to $120,000 minimum starting a year, and we can't fill them because we don't have people trained. You can't set up people here to do a factory to do manufacturing in America because you don't have the people trained to do the tech stuff and the simple stuff in the factory. They have had the foresight, at least in China, to do that, which means if you move the factory to China in 90 days, you can have 5,000 employees with no regulations to stop you from doing stupid stuff or dangerous environmental stuff. But you can get manufacturing going in 90 days in China, maximum 180 days. And here in America, it could take you 4 or 5 years. And you may not even get the staff.
Well, luckily, we had Trump Trump came in, and so he's whacked a bunch of the regulation that you're absolutely right, that impeded businesses from doing these things. And that's why, you know, I've been saying for years, we need a businessman. We don't need another lawyer in the White House. We don't need another, person who's a career politician. We need some business leaders. And that's exactly what Trump did. He knocked down a lot of that regulation that you're talking about that was stultifying our economy.
Right.
And that's why we're flying like a bat out of hell right now.
Well, I honestly think that our economy is the only one pulling the whole world forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in fact, if the American economy faltered because the socialists took over, the world economy will crash into not recession, but depression. And that would kill hundreds of millions of people per month, wouldn't it?
Well,
people don't get this. There's a body count here that would be appropriate for that kind of crash, wouldn't there?
Absolutely. That's a big, big problem I have. I do not consider myself a Republican. I don't distinguish between Democrats and Republicans. I view it more as the 535 stuffed jurists on Capitol Hill plus one erstwhile president versus we the people, and the bureaucracies, by the way, that go with them, and against we the people. And that's why I'm focused, again, that's why I'm going after kids. These Republicans, or, you know, even the conservatives as a whole, they are doing an extremely, extremely terrible, terrible job at trying to connect with young people. And, you know, instead of putting out, you know, the idea that capitalism is cool, how cool is this? You want to be this guy in the Antifa thing, you know, putting excrement on the city streets? Or would you rather be the guy over here with the Hummer and the 300 Win Mag and the Rolex watch? What do you aspire to? You know, when you put it into black and white terms like that, all of a sudden, you know, it becomes very clear. If I was a kid and I looked at those two people, I'd know where I'd want to be. But why don't the conservatives or the Republicans attempt anything like that to try to attract, you know, the smart young people out there? They do a terrible job and a very bad disservice to themselves and to conservatism.
Yeah. What I see happening is actually intellectually obscene. And the thing is, the left wants to change the words. We see it around San Francisco where they take the words felon and drug addict and so on and change them so you can't even have a dialogue about the truth of what we have. For example, if I was in control here, I would then be sending in EMTs and police to actually pick up and send to a treatment facility anybody. Don't give them free needles and a place to stick their tent and defecate on the streets near the city hall. I would be putting them to a facility and without their consent. The same thing with homeless. I'd be bringing homeless people that are mentally ill and putting them in a place, a homeless shelter, and having it set up so they get good meals, good training, good care, nutraceuticals, etc., and then actually can get jobs to get back on the street and get them into an apprenticeship situation. A lot of them are veterans. A lot of them are people that are mentally ill or not getting proper care. And it doesn't mean they're giving them drugs. It means giving them proper linking up with other people, linking up with local churches, linking up with apprenticeships so they can start work again and feel like they've got value in society. There should be nobody homeless in a big place like America. Same with healthcare.
Yeah, but the difference
we don't do that, do we?
Bill, you actually care about people. That's the difference.
Yeah, tell us fill in what you think is going to happen, because what I see going on here is insane. And I think if it gets more insane, look at cities that are run by Democrats. These people don't care about their own citizens. They care about, we want to look really righteous, even though they're bringing in rapists. I just saw in one district yesterday on Fox where in one small district in 1 month there are 5 major rapes of women caused by illegals brought in. I'm thinking, the rate of crime with illegals is way above the normal population. It's not low. It's really ridiculous. It's not just MS-13. It's a lot of other criminals. Rape, murder, robbery, all kinds of things, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the ones who bring this upon themselves. And then people are going to say why, and nobody's going to, you know, the politicians being the weasels that they are, you know, they'll have another explanation for it down the road. They kick the can while they create the conditions that they wanted. They do this by design. That's why, like, when you say they're evil, I agree 100%. This is all done by design to keep people down and dependent.
Right.
And
down
again,
and dependent.
You and I care about people.
Yeah, we want people to have some autonomy. So they can't be forced vaccinated under national health plan. They can't be told of which doctor to see or what treatment's available. We don't want them under a government control where a central control agency determines even your day of death.
Hell no.
All right? Yeah, hell no. Back in a moment with Joe Sixpack. Get the book.
Do you have- have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
have, I look at the front of the book here, by the way. Socialism Sucks. It looks like a worker with a hard hat on. Your book, Joe Sixpack. By the way, I ordered it on the break here. And it'll be here next Wednesday, but I can read it beforehand if you order it to Amazon. It says on the top of it shows a kind of a dark shadow. It looks like, you know, like a ghostly-like figure behind the scene. And in the front, they got a worker walking in his overalls with a kind of like a regular kind of fluorescent jacket on and a hard hat. And you can see his pockets have been emptied, and he's got a kind of a lunch pail in his hand. What people don't have to understand is these people believe in opium. I'm not talking about the drug opium. I'm talking about other people's money. And when AOC, I call her Absent a Cortex. Do you like that? That's her new name for her, by the way, not AOC. She, Absent a Cortex, went to an educational school where she learned about the magic money tree, MMT. And she believed that the government could just print money, just like Venezuela. So you need, say, 4 billion bolivars to buy a couple rolls of toilet paper. In fact, you'd be better off using the bolivars you buy. You might get a rash, though, because bolivars are probably a little harder on the perirectal tissue. But to be honest with you, it's probably per pound cheaper to have bolivars than toilet paper. That's how nuts this is. These people need to shut up and stay in a psych facility and never get yard time and internet or any book tours. That's how dangerous this is. She, and you know, they talk about if a president is mentally ill, they got to sanction him and actually remove him from office, you know, 25th Amendment. How about these Congress people? The comments that I've already seen from some of these Congress people is so obscene. They need to be in a psych facility, don't they?
Yeah, well, they certainly don't need to be in Congress, that's for sure. And, you know, a lot of people keep talking about term limits. Well, you know what? These guys are all lawyers who went up to D.C. for a career, and we have the power of term limits. It's called voting. And so what people really need to do is start voting these people out and just start voting for business people. And I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican or whatever they call themselves or label. Get business people in there.
Right. Well, for example,
Mike
DeMakes of MyPillow, who's been on my show years ago before he got popular. He was on 10 years ago. He's going to run the same district as Ilhan Omar. This woman, $1,500 from all her local people or constituents, and millions of dollars raised from outside her district. This is obscene. Who is she working for? The millionaires in Hollywood that give her money, or the billionaires?
Yeah. Yeah, but again, it's up to us. That's why there is the Electoral College. So those centers can't run the country, as you mentioned, California, Illinois, New York. That's the whole idea, and that's why they're gunning for the Electoral College right now. They're saying it's a racist institution, this and that, because they know if they could get rid of that, they have complete control. They're going to take over, and you know people need to understand that.
And to be honest with you, we're probably the least racist country on the earth right now, America.
Absolutely.
The idea that we're racist is so obscene. I don't give a dang what color someone's skin is. If they're a decent person, black, Hispanic, white, yellow, I don't care if they got purple polka dot skin. I could care less. Every race has their little pros. For example, if you look at black people that are in America, a lot of them are more athletic than the average white person. You'll find superior white athletes, too. When you look at people that are inventive or whatever, the largest number of people that are really inventive are people, believe it or not, that are of Jewish extraction or Middle Eastern extraction. And there's 7 times more people that are to 10 times more people that have Nobel Prizes because of that group. Doesn't mean they're superior. It just means they have different talents. And you see, that what makes America exceptional is that when people came here out of their old home district, no matter what their skin color, their background, or nationality was, they actually selected for genes that make them more innovative. So no matter what your original people you came from, whether it's black, Hispanic, whatever, if you came to America over the last 300 years, you're more likely to be innovative and carry a specific set of genes that makes you more likely to try things beyond what your ancestors might do that stay within 20 miles of home. Now,
absolutely.
Exceptionalism is what America made great. I don't like to use the term capitalism because it suggests it's only capital. The primary capital is us. We're the capital. When we invent things, like I invented Red Deer Velvet, and we're rebuilding it now. We're actually rebuilding another model. I have the first product in the world that returns to the fetal state. We don't age. I have epigenetic frequency treatment. Because I'm exceptional, I survive and thrive in America. I wouldn't survive and thrive in Europe or Canada or a socialist country. I'd either be imprisoned or dead. They don't want me to violate and upset the medical system to say I have a treatment for diabetes or cancer or heart disease because it's a fraction of the cost. And I don't get respect. You know, Roger Dangerfield? I didn't get respect at Republic Radio with John Stadtmuller or Genesis, where I was there for 14 years. In fact, the last year and a half, he tried to say a lie to me. This is Ted Anderson. Amazing. He asked me to come on the show and start doing a show in 2005 after I had a show on Clear Channel across the country for years, right? And I go down on Wednesday evenings for 2 hours with Mark Allen Curry. We actually had a show called Laughter's the Best Medicine for 2 hours on Wednesday while I was in practice. And the last year and a half, Genesis wouldn't allow me to say I had a show on the network on my commercials. I said, you're a liar, Ted. I have a commercial for a product called AlcinMed we brought in from Germany that says I have that. In fact, I still play this commercial on CRN Talk Radio. Now, people need to understand the reason why they don't. Last week I had on the show with my network, and I think he's brave enough, Chuck Wilder, to actually have me on his show, and I'll have him on his. Most people are terrified of Deagle. You know why? Because I'm going to, like with my Norwegian name, Deagle, I'm going to bring them, I'm going to ax them, not A-S-K-A-X-E, I'm going to ax them some questions. Because the most important thing is not thinking you have the answer, but they have better questions. When you ask the questions that pulls apart socialism, you realize this is anti-human, anti-reasonable, and it's a form of genocide. Socialism, a form that mutates eventually to communism, is genocide. It's anti-religious. Absolutely. It doesn't believe in anything other than their socialist regime. They can't tolerate, even though they say they tolerate Russian Orthodoxy with Mr. Putin traveling with an Orthodox minister, they're full of it. Communists can't tolerate religion. Socialists can't tolerate religion. That's why even if you make statements of various scriptures in the Bible in Canada, you go to jail. You can't criticize Muhammad even if you quote the Hadith in the Quran, read from his words. That's not allowed. You can't quote those books. It offends people. You go to jail in Canada. I got told in 2000, 19 years ago, when I went to the studios of It's a New Day Ministry, if I actually made statements about things that are facts that I do on my show every day, Willard Teason told me, the head of the It's a New Day Ministry, had the second largest studios in Canada, and he was a rocket engineer from Brandt Rocket Engineers before he went into ministry many years ago. And he said, Diggle, you know, if you open your mouth and you say what you do on your show all the time, you'll have an RCMP officer and they'll cuff you and address you on the spot and take down our tower. I said, you're kidding. I said, no, this is Canada. Canada, you know, if socialism sucks, so does Canada. Sorry, my friends, I'm a dual citizen. I don't have a Canadian passport now, and I really don't want one, because Canada is really going down the toilet. Now, hopefully they'll turn back. They got rid of their conservative government. But I know right back from the start with how bad socialism was. Pierre Elliott Trudeau, his deputy prime minister, was Alan McEachern, was my grandmother's brother, okay? I know ugly things about the Canadian government that you just don't want to hear. Dang it. And you have to understand that these maniacs all belong to the global Druidic, Luciferic, and Satanic organizations. All of the communists everywhere, all the socialists, belong to special organizations that believe in godless central control that doesn't matter if it kills people. As long as we maintain power, we can get in Russia borscht and Russian sausage. Okay? That's the facts. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, it's not that way. I said, you know what? You're an idiot, and there's no cure except the Darwin effect, which is death.
That's right.
Premature death.
Yeah, because hold on. But that's the problem with our society these days, Bill. That's the way it used to be in our history and throughout the world. The dumb, the stupid, the crazy.
Well, once in a while, I get a comment, and I get comments more often than not after I do shows with Deborah Tavares, and she does 95% of the speaking, but I'll insert a comment. And I get people offended that I actually will insert questions. If you're offended by me asking questions, turn the radio off because this is a dialogue, not a monologue. Number two.
Right.
If you have a question or a point to make, call into the show. I'll let you on air if it's on topic. If you want me to read your question, if you're afraid to call in, I'll read it. Don't think that I'm ready to not dialogue with you, but if you've got evidence, even if you don't have 3 PhDs and you've got evidence and logic and experience, I want to hear it because I'm trainable. But if you think you're going to shut me up by thinking you want to have a monologue of one or another guest, shut up, listen, and ask a better question. Don't think you're going to get Deagle to shut up. You need to realize it's time to turn off the radio or the YouTube and take a deep breath and realize you're an idiot and you're going to die stupid. Okay? There's no way around this. I can't make it nice. People say, well, Dr. Deagle, I thought you were nice. I said, are you delusional? The word nice and Dr. Deagle shouldn't be within 10,000 miles of each other. I'll die for you. I'll suffer for you, but I am not nice. The idea of nice is I'm going to tell you lies so you'll like me. I don't give a damn what you think about me. I want one thing. I want to dialogue, and I'm going to want two, I want respect. I want you to respect that when you present a problem to me, I will, because I love you, even if you hate, you think you're an evil person, or I should hate your guts, I will care for you and try to provide you solutions, whether you're John Podesta or Hillary Clinton or some other maniac that needs my brother and sister, like even evil Vladimir Putin. These idiots are suicidal.
Well, you're a bigger man than I am.
Well, I'm a Christian. I'm real. That's what they call the definition of a Christian. You pray for your enemy so their foot's not on your neck, okay? But I will not tolerate a scintillion of crap from anybody. No one. Not even the Creator God himself, okay? Which means God treats me with respect because I'm willing to die even eternally to save his fellow man from his eternal separation. And right now, we're at the end of the age. We're now having cell phone companies that are going to hack into consciousness. We look at Elon Musk meeting with Mr. Ma from China, one of the big tech guys that makes millions of dollars. We have the communists that have 124 companies now in the international play that run and manufacture things all over the world. They want to take over everything, including AI. They want to take over the beast, which is artificial intelligence. People say, they won't do that. I said, you know what? You're an idiot. Now, Chinese are not innovators. They're copiers. They'll steal things. And they're smart people, but they have an IQ for innovation that's right down around the level of a pet rock. They have no capacity. The reason is it's characteristic of what I call a society that thousands of years ago said, you can't have a knife, people, you can only have chopsticks, so they couldn't attack the emperor. So the chopstick societies, like the Chinese, will never have innovation because if you innovate, you get a loud eye, can't play tissue type you. Same way in Russia. If you step out of line, you end up like how many protesters in the last few weeks under Putin ended up in jail? 1,400, I think it was. Okay? You criticize a maniac in chief, you go to jail. You talk out loud on radio or television in Canada and criticize Mohammed or stupid socialist government things or policies in healthcare and hospitals where they don't even have a committee, they just kill you, give your parents legal injections like they did to both mine and Canada. I'm disgusted. I don't have any restraint. People say, well, you should have restraint. They go, why? I'm going to die someday, I'm going to die with a smile on my face. And when I died, I'm going to tell the truth. And I don't care what you think about me, but I do love you, even if you hate my guts, and I'll die for you, but I won't take a centillion of crap from anybody. So when you say, Dr. Deagle, you should shut up and let your guest speak, you need to shut up and listen. And if you have a really good point, make it. Call in to the show, 818-818-6401, or email me and I'll read it. But don't think you're going to get me to shut up. You out there, morons and idiots, need to shut up and listen, right?
Well, I don't think they have that capacity because they don't have the capacity.
Well, they're going to because they're going to get offended enough. They're either going to realize when things start to really turn ugly, when the economy crashes, when the environment deteriorates to the point where not just the Amazon rainforest, but coastal areas are struck with earthquakes. We got a major one off the Oregon coast. That fault zone that comes all the way around, called the Ring of Fire, is about to hit Northern California. It's hitting the Oregon coast in the subduction zone. 3 years ago, they had a major fall of the ocean floor, 9 feet, and caused a tsunami. Every 300 years, there's a solid dance of the Thunderbird, which kills everybody, the coastal Indian populations along there, by a tsunami up to 500 feet high. Did you know that? From British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon. Yeah. People need to know. Those fault zones are coming down to Northern California, and these idiots are putting fracking of the water that causes earthquakes. That earthquake that occurred a month or so ago in Northern California was because we were doing underground nuclear tests. They trigger off earthquakes, idiots. That's why we have earthquakes in Oklahoma, because we're fracking. We're fracking oil. Fracking causes earthquakes. All right? But are they going to point it out? No, they're not. They're just going to do it anyway. And the problem is, you see, when you raise issues to these morons, they don't want to deal with hard science, whether it's aspartame, Splenda, genetically modified food, or 5G network. And I see Mick Mulvaney doing a little dance. I really don't know if it's dangerous, but we're going to do it anyway. I'm thinking, Mick, you are an evil, psychotic, self-centered maniac. And you work for Trump, and Trump, if you kiss his butt, he'll follow you like a puppy with little treats. Trump is a business genius, and he's like WWE. But in terms of anything other than how to build buildings, he's a moron. All right? And we got to make him smarter or he's going to really screw things up for us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. I'm going to read the little Socialism Sucks little promo on Amazon, which, by the way, I purchased in the break earlier in the hour. Imagine working hard to earn or achieve something. Then after you get it, you're told you must give some of it or all of it away in the name of fairness. Then that principle is all at the heart of socialism, and it sucks. The only wicked people who benefit are the ones who take from achievers and give it to deadbeats. And by the way, it doesn't mean you can't have a social safety net, but you don't have a deadbeat society, which is what we have. That's why we have people defecating in needles outside of City Hall in, say, San Francisco. By the way, I want to continue on. They also have a much larger and darker plan. They're not interested in fairness at all. They want to steal in the name of fairness, then control you because what they really want is wealth and power without working for it, honestly. They will also lie at every turn to get the wealth and power. As a young man or woman, you are going to enter the real world and have socialists posing as teachers and professors who want to brainwash you into believing socialism doesn't suck. Don't believe them. Maybe you're a parent who is, and I'm going to read more here, it's got a little read more button. Maybe you're a parent. Okay, here it is. Socialist sucks is a perfect remedy because instead of listening to a socialist, your son or daughter needs common sense. You know, that's why this book should be essential reading. People have to understand, if you don't get this, whether it's 2020 or 2024 or 2028 or 2032, if America goes down the trail of socialism, and America, by the way, the American economy is pulling the whole world, the rest of the world is going down the toilet. We're actually so close to a recession and a depression, it makes 1929 look like a garden party. The bubble economy, the global banks, the socialists and the globalists on the right side, because they're not just on the left, they're not just socialists, they're global control freaks on the right too. The beast is a two-legged beast. It has a right leg and a left leg. And people don't often see that, do they?
No, unfortunately, they don't. And they don't realize that, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats put on, basically in the news, they put on a Punch and Judy show for us.
Exactly.
And when the cameras get turned off, they're glad-handing each other. They're going out to dinner together.
They're going to Bohemian Grove and having celebrating the hillbillies and this and that group and having fun and putting on gay costumes and doing weird stuff and thinking, you bizarre, strange, twisted, demonically energized, demonically indwelt beings that call yourself humans are disgusting, aren't they?
Correct. Absolutely right. Because they live in a bubble. These people...
Well, the average person wants to think, well, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't say that. And even when I hear the so-called pundits on TV, they won't go too far. You can see it with Tucker Carlson. He gets offended when people say, how dare you say that Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11? Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11. The courts are trying to actually try to see if they can manipulate around to say Saudi Arabia's responsible for 9/11. No, they didn't. They had some people. In fact, they stole their IDs. We even know some of those pilots were still flying after 9/11. We know that some of them were from Morocco and other countries. It wasn't... aircraft that went in, they had actually did a computerized simulation back when they were building those buildings, that an aircraft with that mass would not bring down the buildings the way they instructed them. They dissolved the structure of the building up to 45% was uneven in the debris field because it was killed by nukes that vaporized paramagnetic materials including concrete and steel and people and water and aluminum, like aluminum in step-down transformers and in your cell phone towers inside the building. People need to understand this. 9/11 was an inside job, and I guarantee even builders like Trump are not going to wander into that area because he doesn't want to look as he's a nut. But the fact is, when people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're a nut, I said, yeah, I've been trying to do radiation toxicology in the World Trade Center, and I got fired in death threats from Oklahoma City because of the same type of technology. And in fact, the last lab over 3.5 years ago in Tokyo told me that the State Department of the United States told them that they're not even allowed to talk to damn Dr. Deagle, okay? So this is not open to your damned opinion out there. If you have another opinion, shove it. I'm not interested. Okay? And I'm getting a little angry with people who think they want Dr. Deagle to shut up. You out there need to either turn off the radio or you need to shut up and listen. Because this is the end of the road. The human race, for example, right now we're 15 months away from this election. If Trump doesn't get in and we don't get a chance to talk to Trump like with Joe Sixpack talked to Trump for half an hour a week and our other co-hosts, if we don't get this guy to smarten up, he's going to screw things up so badly that even though Trump is going to get in, the New World Order will still happen, won't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question that Trump...
That's why I'm not strictly for Republicans or Democrats, but the Democrats are right in your face evil. I mean, Trump is just stumbling into evil, you know? Hey, Mick Mulvaney, oh, we're going to put 5G network. We want to compete with Huawei. We're going to put in genetically modified food because of crop failures. No, you don't want GMO food to cause microcephaly and diabetes and other problems. You don't want forced vaccination. And by the way, Trump could fix health care really simply if he followed my recommendations, which I put out 2 years ago, and even missile defense. If we start a conflict with Russia, the only way Russia and the Soviet Union are going to come back is if they nuke America. Either hit it with a weapon of indignation, knock out our power grid, or hit our military bases and then our population centers. Russia cannot become the Soviet Union anymore unless they kill America. And we're stupid enough to tolerate them. We should seize our bank accounts.
And China.
Yeah, and
don't,
China.
Don't forget China.
We should seize their bank accounts. I mean, they're making all the carfentanil. They may have pushed enough carfentanil across the Mexican border to America to kill every American citizen, and yet we tolerate the PLA. Their bank accounts should all be frozen. They shouldn't be able to sell a damn thing into America. And most of the stuff they sell us now is junk. China should stop. We should not allow anything into this country from China. China should be done.
Well, I'll give Trump this. He's done more to counter the Chinese and the unfair.
Of course he has. That's why I'm behind Trump. I support Trump. I'll vote for Trump, but I want Trump more Trumpian. I want Trump to step up. I want to have Trump get your book and put it on his coffee table and read it every day. I want him to understand that he needs to be more Trumpian, like you said in a comment a few days ago, that maybe we should be tougher with China. Yeah. You need to put up the sanctions. He'd say, oh, I'm going to delay them to December 15th. And then right afterward, the damn Chinese say two things. Firstly, they say they want to have a more reasonable discussion over it. No, they don't. They don't want us to force them to steal our intellectual property and force corporations to go there to chance over the technology of the communists. This is ridiculous.
Well, we've been given... They got so used to us giving the game away over the past 40 years. Why wouldn't they? I mean, you'd have to be stupid if you were in their shoes.
Well, I can tell you right now that after what Trump's done, we need also another candidate. Maybe it should be Joe Sixpack. Maybe he should be running for president in 2024. Because I think Trump's going to come in. We need a younger person that actually has a clue to realize what the game is. And realize that the game's being played by evil people on the right and on the left. The left are even more obvious. I mean, when you listen to these candidates... You look at it and say, I heard Beto O'Rourke saying they want to kill a baby up to the day before delivery. And one guy actually said in the crowd, well, I was born on such and such a date in 1980-something, and would it be okay to kill me a day before? Well, that's up to the mother. No, it's not up to the damn mother. Well, we're going to license her to be a murderer? And the baby's not part of her body, by the way. The placenta and the baby are genetically distinct. You have property rights as a fetus, and we have, by the way, the guy that wrote Nick Loeb, who's putting the movie with Roe vs. Wade this fall, he actually made fetuses that they've actually named and give property rights, so they actually in Tennessee have property rights. In any state, if you have property rights, you're a person. Once you're a legal person, you can't abort them because they're a person. Okay? So we shouldn't have any debate about abortion. It should be over, gone, done. No more abortion in any way, shape, or form. And anybody says, oh, what about the health of the mother? It's crap. I can tell you from my own personal experience, when you do abortion on a woman who's got cancer, even the cancer goes wild and kills her really quick if you take out the fetus. If the baby is allowed to grow, even if the woman has cancer, she's more likely to survive. So this idea that, oh, what about such and such? Look, if you've got an extrauterine pregnancy, maybe we should work on how to transfer that extrauterine baby that's outside the uterine to a proxy mother or an artificial uterus to actually allow that fetus to grow. But this idea of thinking abortion is a mother's choice. And I hear the crowd actually cheering around Beto O'Rourke. These women are nuts. You are anti-human. And basically, by the way, 93% of abortions worldwide are female. If you think it's a bad problem, imagine worldwide. Do you think the future needs women, especially with cyborg sex and so on? No, we don't, actually. Go to Japan, go to Europe, see these cyber sex brothels they want to bring into Houston. They tried a few months ago. The future does not need women. Right?
Wackadoodle. They're trying to normalize the bizarre is what they're doing. I mean, the discussions that they're having now, like where they're trying to legitimize, and it's all about identity politics. It's back to the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like now we're having conversations that affect like 0.003% of our population, whatever you call them, shemales, females, mammals, I don't know what the hell.
Well, when I went to medical school, it was considered mental illness. I know that right now, the reason why we're seeing these trans males and so on is because we're feminizing them with xenotoxins. We've got a feminizing culture. And the sperm count and the male hormone levels drop like a rock. It's like 75 to 80% below normal from the 1970s. We don't have he-man anymore. We've got she-man. As Arnold Schwarzenegger says,
absolutely.
I think what's happening to male race is becoming girly man. What do you think? Is that possible? Joe Zeke's back.
That's what I call the wussification of society.
Exactly.
I mean, they have something that a movement
men, by the way, should be protective.
Ago,
we should be protective of women and of society and the family, right?
That's right. They're breaking down the fabric of society and the family. It's exactly what it is. And what are they talking about? The toxic masculinity. Did they talk about toxic masculinity when we were fighting in Iwo Jima? And the Battle of the Bulge?
No. They got courses in college now. You can take a course in college at a college.
That's right.
And toxic masculinity, and these maniacs want actually, and they get angry about it. It's like, you know what? You ladies and you guys that want to support this, shut up. And stop trying to teach our kids this stuff. Right now in California, if a child wants a sex transition because they don't think they're an 8 or 9 year old and they want to be a girl and they're a boy, etc., they actually can start hormone therapy and treatment independent of their parents now in California. Do you know that?
Try doing that to one of my kids. See how that winds up.
You know, it's like 3.5 years ago, my daughter was leaving school because she's got Down syndrome. And they wanted to give her the Gardasil vaccine. I said, you know what? I told the vaccine nurse, I said, if you try to vaccinate my daughter, I have a vaccine for you. And she said, really? He said, what's the vaccine? I said, it contains lead. I'll shoot you dead, son of a bitch. You try to vaccinate my daughter, who's never going to have sex and live with some of my family. Do you know that this year, the IRS actually sent us a bill because we falsely violated, said that she was living at home and she was with us when she was married and outside the relationship. So the IRS actually sent us a bill for almost $1,000 saying that we were liars to the IRS. You know that? That's how bad things are.
Wow.
You think Dr. Deagle doesn't get persecution? You know what? We didn't respond. We just paid the bill. Say, you know what? We're not going to argue with you morons. Our daughter is Down syndrome. She's not going to have sex outside of the... And she's not going to have children. And she's not going to get married. Okay? She's very high functioning, but she's going to be with us. You know? And right now, after the show today, she'll be going with me, Dr. Daddy B, in the pool, and she'll play tennis. Okay? That's what we play, a game called tennis. And she'll help my wife setting the table for supper. She's not able to function on her own. She's not going to a home either. We're not going to isolate her in a home or treat her like a human garbage. She's a human being. She's a more decent person than I am. Let me tell you, if Dr. Deagle turned to the dark side, you'd be very scary. I'd make Darth Vader look like a puppy. Because, you know, Anakin Sky Deagle, if I ever turned to Darth Deagle, if you think it's just a movie, you'd be scary. If you aren't scared, you're an idiot. Because thank God
I stay good,
Dr. Deagle, that God cried when he sent me back from heaven. Believe me, there's a streak inside me that if you crossed me, you'd be better off to have the devil after you rather than Deagle.
The beauty of what you just said to me is the ability and the willingness on your part to deal with your daughter, as opposed to if you were a socialist and you handed her over to the system, she would live in some, you know, block.
We see it here in America. When I was in Pekin, Illinois, all the kids with Down syndrome, they were not even doing heart surgery on them. They would stick them in homes. They treat them like subhumans. Yeah. Didn't give them nutritional support for their enzyme imbalance because there's 5 genes. I presented lectures as long as 27, 28 years ago on how there's 5 genes that actually cause Down syndrome, and I know how to reverse the metabolic effects of Down's or any other condition. I'm doing it with other kids worldwide, doing gene analysis and SNP analysis.
I have a friend who found out before his child was born that she was going to have Down syndrome, and they elected to have that child. And
that's wonderful.
Grinch that day.
In Norway and Denmark and Sweden, there's not been a Down syndrome child born in 10 years. You know why? Socialist governments.
Right. That's right.
They kill these are the most wonderful human beings on earth. The Down syndrome gene pushes out the hate gene. These kids are not capable of hate or viciousness.
Nope.
They're the superior human beings, Down syndrome people.
They are. They're the most loving people.
Most loving people on earth. Honest to God.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
As I say, socialism sucks. Get the book over at Amazon. Joe Sixpack.